I've been in kind of a funk the last couple of days, and I just went home early from work, and I wasn't even sure what I was gonna do. I thought I'm either gonna just take a shower and then like collapse on the bed face first and sleep for a couple of hours, or I'm gonna just read a book. But when I got here, I realized, no, what needs to happen when I'm in a funk like that is I need to just fuck it out of myself. And so I've been doing that, and I'm gonna keep doing that, because sometimes you just need to fuck something out of yourself or have it fucked out of you. Yeah. So, do you wanna join me? Because it turns out that I really do like company. I like your company. And you like to come along while I touch myself and grind on my bed and grind against a toy or my hand. I think I'd like that. I think, the way I'm feeling right now, I need to get a quick one out of my system so that I can think a little bit more clearly. And so I'm gonna do that. I just need to come. You know what it's like? Sometimes you just don't want to talk. You just want to fuck. Just take what you need. That's what I like to do. Oh, no, I don't like to take what I need usually. I like to give you what I need. To give you what you need. Oh, God. I can't even think of words. Oh, just take what you need from me. That's what I want. I'm already so wet. And still I have to work the toy in. Be capable of words more complex than fuck. Okay, so I keep starting to tell a story. I think dating back to my first or second ramble, I was going to tell a story about my first proper face fuck. And then I kept getting sidetracked or getting too turned on and fucking myself silly and then just ending it there. So, there are some things about this story that are not awesome. I mean, in retrospect, that weren't awesome at the time, but I'm safe. I was safe. I was making very poor decisions, but it all worked out okay. So, this is, let's say it's about 10 years ago, and I was new to the exploring my own submissiveness, and the way I went about it was was pretty scattered and very like and not focused. I was pretty much just like, I'm not sure what I am, but I'm pretty sure I'm submissive, and does somebody want to come use me? And you can imagine the type of responses that I got at the time. So there was this man. I mentioned him before. I gave him my work phone number, and he would call me at my office, which wasn't, I mean, it was a private office, but it looked out over this museum where I was working, and it looked immediately out upon my employees' desks, so they could see me, I could see them. So he used to call me and talk dirty to me and make me come at my desk, often without even touching myself, because I was just this, I was sitting on a powder keg, you could say, except, you know, wet powder doesn't ignite, and boy did I ignite, and boy was I wet. Oh my god, I'm such a dork. Okay, so, for a while he just called me and talked filthy to me and made me come a lot and just played with me. And then he said he wanted me to come to his house. And I said, I don't know, I'm not ready to do that. I'm not ready to take this in person. And he basically just said, yes, you are. You're coming over to my house on Monday. If you don't, well, there were some threats that to this day, I don't know. I don't know if he would have. So his threats, of course, were simultaneously scary and very, very exciting. And God, talking about this does really still turn me on. It takes me back. So he told me where he lived and exactly what time to arrive. He told me what to wear, and he told me what to do. And when I arrived, I was to walk up his front steps, open the door, let myself into his house, and close the door behind me, and just kneel in place, just inside his front door. Oh, wow. And I knew that he wanted to use my mouth, and that was the sole reason that I was going there. It wasn't about me. It was just about him and his pleasure and using my mouth. And the day came. I drove to his house and I sat in his driveway. And I was already so wet that it was leaking through my pants. I was shaking all over. And I walked up his front steps and opened the door. I can close my eyes and just see my hand reaching for the doorknob and how much it was shaking. I was so scared, but obviously not scared enough to make me not do it. And I went in, and I floor. And I just knelt there for what felt like, it felt like it was so long. And my whole body was trembling and shaking, sort of like I am now. Just sort of quivering all over. And I could feel my wetness sliding down the insides of my thighs, since I wasn't wearing any panties under my pants. It was just dripping. I was dripping. My mouth was wet. My heartbeat was coming fast. All of a sudden, he was there. He was there. He was standing behind me. I could feel him. I could feel the heat of his body. And I could smell him. And I'm sure he could smell me too. And he just stood there for a minute behind me. I kept my eyes straight down at the floor. But I know I started trembling even harder. I really want to touch myself again right now. Oh God. I'll try to touch myself just a little bit. Okay. Okay, so he's behind me. I am pretty sure that I was panting by this time, just unabashedly panting, sort of like I'm doing now, anticipation. And he suddenly was in front of me, and his hand just gripped my jaw and held my mouth open. And the next thing I knew, his cock was out, and he just touched it to the tip of my tongue. I held my tongue out, and just touched it. Oh, I still remember the way that he tasted. The tip of his cock on my tongue. And how I just wanted to lunge forward and take the whole thing in my mouth like a greedy little slut. But I waited because I knew he wanted me a certain way. He had me put my hands behind my back at first. He told me not to move, and he told me to be a good girl, and just to open my mouth, and I did. I wanted to make him feel good with my mouth, with my tongue and my lips, my wet mouth, every part of it. And the next thing I knew, he was fucking my mouth. He was fucking my mouth like it was a pussy, and I, oh God. These sounds coming out of me and out of him. He was not gentle. He wasn't easy. He grabbed the back of my head. He fisted my hair in his head. Fuck. Fuck. And he just fucked my mouth. He just fucked it so hard. I just want to fuck myself hard now. I just... Oh, God. And he just fucked it and fucked it and fucked it. And eventually he let my hands go and I could use my hands. I was holding closer and I was gagging. I couldn't take it all at first. Oh God. I took it all. Like a good girl, like a good slut. I took it. And it... Oh. Oh, fuck. I better stop. Stop touching. Stop. Then I get so distracted, it's hard to describe what happened. I remember that time. He fucked his cock as deep into my throat as he could get. And he told me not to move, and he told me to swallow. And he held my head there while he came in my throat. And I still remember what that felt like, how it tasted, how wet I was, how badly I wanted to be fucked. But not that time. Then he sent me on my way and told me I was a good girl. Another time, he met me in my town. I was parked by the river. And he... well, we made out for a little bit, and then he just took my head and pulled it down onto his cock. And he fucked my face. So hard. So hard. I know I felt it the next day. His finger marks in my cheeks, on the back of my neck, on my breasts. And he fucked my face until he came in my mouth. And he said, "Don't swallow. You're not allowed to swallow yet. I want you to hold my cum in your mouth until you get home." And I did. I couldn't talk. I had a mouthful of gum, and he zipped up, and he left, and I left, and then I drove home, 5-10 minutes home, holding his cum in my mouth the whole time, not swallowing, just holding it in my mouth, like a good little slut. And I got home, and I took a picture of his cum in my mouth, and texted it to him. And then he told me I could swallow, and I did. Ah, memories. So that's what happened. I saw him a few times. He trained me. He trained my mouth and my tongue. He trained me to love. Sucking cock, although I already loved it before that, and I still love it so much, and it's been so long since I've had my mouth properly fucked. I think about it so much, having your cock in my throat, feeling the tip of your cock paint my lips with your pre-cum, rubbing it into my lips, into my skin, feeling you slide into my mouth, just slowly sliding into my mouth, taking what's yours, because it is yours, isn't it? My mouth is yours. It's yours for you to use. I want you to use it. I want to taste you. Every inch of you until there's no more to go in, and I just close my lips around you and just revel in the sensation of you filling up my mouth like that, using my mouth however you want, because it's yours, isn't it? My mouth is yours, just like my pussy is yours. This ass is yours. These breasts are yours. Yours for you to fuck, or to love, or to cherish. Just as I cherish you. And we're here to make each other feel good. Let me make you feel good. Oh, like that, please, let me come, please, let me come, please. Please, please. I can take a little nap. Maybe I'll go to sleep with you still inside me. When I wake up, I can start all over again. Maybe I'll just drift off with you right here. I'd like to do that. Just listen to the sound of each other breathing. I have to admit, I can't seem to stop moving my ass. Moving my ass in little circles. Imagining how it would feel to rub it up against you. Not trying to tease you, I promise. Just rubbing in little circles against you. How I'd love to feel your hand reach around and just cup one of my breasts. And hold me, just hold me still against you. Make me hold still. I'm not very good at holding still though. If you hadn't noticed, I want to rub against you. I want that friction. I want to feel my skin against your skin. But maybe I will just let us take a rest. There's always next time. You make me feel so good. You know that? Excite me. Challenge me. Touch me. I feel warm all over. I hope I make you feel good too. Everybody deserves to feel good. Well, except total assholes. That doesn't count here. Nobody's an asshole right now in this bed. Just snuggle up with me. I know I'm so warm. I was so cold earlier. Now I'm in bed, I'm totally uncovered and just radiating heat. I'll keep you warm. Just lay your head on me. Take a little rest.